escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me, or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Well, that's a big news story, the trade of Mitch Marner to Vegas. It's a big hockey news story, Mitch Marner to Vegas, and he gets an 8-year, $12 million per year contract, reportedly, from the Golden Knights. I mean, in terms of the Sabres, there was never any real reason to talk about it, I think.
No.
Like, from either side?
It was fun for, like, a day, theoretically. Just because there was, I think Paul felt this way. They don't need him. They need a different type of player, which I thought was kind of insane for the level of player that he is. Like, he'd be the best guy on the team the minute he walks in the door. Most accomplished player. Sure, is he more of what they've got too much of already? Maybe small and perceived as soft and not gritty and all that. Yeah. But he's also a 100-point guy who gets Selke votes. So, you know, I got room for that guy. I've been in the playoffs in 14 years. You're out here going, I don't need that guy. I think you should check yourself a little, at least respectfully to Paul and anyone else who felt that way. I just, what are you doing? But no, it never had a chance of getting off the ground in any realistic fashion. So it was more like a thought experiment. For Sabres fans, I think.
Yes, I guess it was.
Like, pretend you have a National Hockey League team. Would you want this player on it? So, anyway. I don't want to get hung up on this at all, but some of the wording here is... Darren Dreger says, Marner signed to an 8-year deal with the Leafs and traded to Vegas.
Mm-hmm, right. Did I say it wrong? I might add.
No, I don't even know. The reason the trade had to happen before July 1 was so that Vegas could sign him to an 8th year. Like, if they have him before midnight or noon tomorrow, whenever the new league year begins, then you can do that yourself. So that's kind of funny to me that the Leafs got that part done for them. I mean, I'm sure it was consulted with Vegas, but I just think logistically or... I don't know, from a mechanic standpoint, I'm not sure why the Leafs had to sign him to the contract. That was for Vegas to do. That's why you get him before July 1, but whatever. Either way, it's 8 years.
Don't know. It is a tough... if we had an NHL team. I mean, I was asked earlier today after the events of the weekend, which were, you know, include the Paterka trade, I suppose, the draft. The Sabres made another trade, flipping defensemen on Saturday. Is there any hope? And my response was, there's never none. Like, there's always some reason to think this year. I mean, we just had a caller who was, like, ready for it. He also has the Steelers winning two playoff games. I don't know. But, you know, optimistic guy. Like, there, it's never zero, right?
Right.
But Marner, every Ekblad, it's just, like, punch after punch after punch. Star players that are going to get the biggest money in Marner's case, or go back to the Stanley Cup, the two-time defending Stanley Cup winner for less because he loves it. And there just is no version of that here, you know? Like, the trade, the Paterka trade doesn't have to really backfire. It doesn't have to blow up. It's just, even listening to how I put that, the Sabres do it. It doesn't have to blow up in their faces. I mean, you just want, this is only me talking, but you might feel somewhat likewise. You want a move that, like, seems cool, right? Just seems cool. Drafting a big guy is cool for a draft pick. You know, it's top 10 and the guy was well-respected. That's fine. I mean, that doesn't, it's not like, you can't count that. But trades, free agency, that's where we're at
now.
Yeah,
it does nothing for you this year at all, or probably next even. Yeah.
Of course, but so, you could have thought it was cool to do.
Sure, I did. Yeah.
You did. But in terms of the roster, like, the Pittsburgh trade kind of does nothing in that way. The Utah trade really does nothing in that way. Doesn't mean they have to be bad. It just means, like, there's no Q rating. There's no wow, right? Like, the wow is the other, when Paterka's traded. Like, that was kind of a wow thing. Not that it was shocking to people, but I want a wow move that benefits them, that sort of is like, oh
yeah.
Now, the Taylor Hall point, and I don't want to get stuck there either, but, like, that was cool. That was something where they thought they had a team good enough to be able to do that, and they weren't. They didn't. But Hall didn't help them either. Like,
no,
it just
no.
It didn't work,
like,
at all.
It's not like he showed up and produced and they still couldn't win or anything. Like, he didn't help them at all.
He had two goals.
Right. Playing in, like, a primary role. That's pretty incredible, actually. And you know what, though? His career mostly has become that now. Like, he's just not as impactful as he was. Like, he peaked in that year in Jersey and won the MVP and has just never been the guy again. So whatever, there's age, maybe injury, just over the years. But yeah, you want something that you know, like, I don't need to win news conferences either, but something that's incredibly elevates the team, right? That gives you something that is going to push you over the edge. Like, I like the boxes that are being checked by all of the players that they have added, NHL players that they've added. I'm not speculating about the draft picks. I like Timmins for Clifton, and I like Kesselring partnering with Owen Power. I think it's pretty, well, mostly patently absurd that it's taken 3 years to find a suitable partner for Power, but okay, hopefully they're there now. And I like Doan as a bottom six, you know, winger, depth piece, responsible, 200-foot player. All those things that they needed to be better at. But they still need to make sure they keep their eye on the ball as far as offense goes. And what you fear them doing here, I'll speak for myself. What I fear them doing here is oversteering to try to get out of the skid. We don't have enough toughness. We don't have enough grit. We don't have enough defensive responsibility. We don't have enough size, right? These are all things that in different ways, I mean, they're sort of almost all the same problem, but they have gone hard at trying to address that. It just cannot be in the name of scoring goals entirely. Like, you need that on your team. I think those players will help make them better if they can fix their power play and if they can score like they scored last year. You can't just give the other thing up and say, well, we're allowing fewer goals, but, well, we're scoring fewer now too, and so we have the same record. Like, that's the hamster wheel life. I got to get out of that. So that's why they're more than most off seasons with them this year. These moves I'm struggling with because I mostly like the additions. I think they're suitable. They were, if not required, I can listen to. We needed to do this. We need this sort of player. Okay, I'm nodding. I'm okay. Yeah. What about the other part? you got to be able to do all the things. And I'm just not confident they're going to find their way to. And then they can still turn Byram into something that can help them up top. That has to be the hope.
Well,
and I hope real quick, Luke Fox last hour with us talking makes, I think, I hope the right point. It's a good point. I hope it ends up being the right point that the Islanders re-signing their guy and Ekblad re-signing, and maybe the Kings are going to do the same thing with their guy. Like if trade ideas for defensemen all get picked off one by one here coming up to tomorrow, then maybe Byram's value does go back up to the point where I can pull off something that, at least gets our attention offensively, skill-wise.
Elliot Friedman says Marchand is staying in Florida for 6 years under $32 million. So he's 37?
Wow.
6 years? Why not? It's just money.
Right. Wow.
Cap going up. That's what these teams are doing. It's just money. Sabres have to choose to do it and then hope that somebody will take their money. Byram, think about him for this point. I don't even really need to qualify it, but I don't think I'm going to like how it sounds. So I'm going to do that. It's not to say that like their players are all bad. Tage Thompson is obviously really good. He's going to play in the Olympics, and he's been great for the Sabres. But how did they get him? O'Reilly. Trading for Tage Thompson, you could have been the most optimistic person, maybe, on him. I think he's surpassed even that person's expectations for him. Like, he just blew up as a player in a good way. But it wasn't a fun moment. And, he had a long way to go to get here. I'm saying that, too. But the name a player on the team where his acquisition was a fun moment. It's lottery picks. Darlene, that has to count.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Owen Power, although you could have said this is not the perfect year to have the number one pick still. But that's not even real. That's just like you were so bad and you won a drawing.
Right.
And you picked who most people, if not all, would have picked in that spot. Thompson was O'Reilly. Tuck was Eichel. We don't really have, Levi yet.
But that's Reinhardt.
And was Paterka that draft pick? I don't remember. Whoever the draft pick was, still, like, that's just sort of like a secondary revelation. Like, oh, well, they got this player in the trade with Florida or whatever. Still, like, who is somebody on the team where their acquisition really felt good? And, Byram was Mittelstadt, and that wasn't like the others really so much, but it was still, well, that means Mittelstadt didn't work out. Kind of thought for a minute like he would, but that didn't work out. Let's see if this other guy who didn't work out for his team works out for us. Well, that didn't really happen either. And who am I missing that it's like it's draft picks, and some of them are good or even great. Darlene is obviously great.
Right.
And then it's just guys that like a wow trade. It would be new for the Sabres to make a move.
I think I got to go back to Evander Kane. I think, and that predates the Riley, the O'Reilly trade that got them Thompson. And that even predates the O'Reilly trade to begin with. Like maybe that's it. Like that team, Tim Murray, did these things that were headline and attention grabbing, and it's not why they did not work. They were good. I think they were good enough ideas. It just, did not come into full bloom. But that's you know, that's a while ago now. Like Jason Zucker? No. Jordan Greenway? No.
McLeod, that was Savoy.
Right.
That didn't feel good. I mean, it was like, okay.
Yeah,
but you're trading a number one pick that you never got to see, which, you know, again, not saying that they shouldn't have done that. And he's been fine. You know, he was good. It's just like you want to have, remember the Diggs trade? Late at night, one night, you're watching something SVU, some random weeknight. You're on your phone. You're not even listening. You're falling asleep. You're eating chips. And then, like, your phone goes, the Bills are trading for Stephon Diggs. Oh, my God. Like, you're up all night now. You're texting everybody. Like, it was so cool. Not that it was, like, unanimously popular. It's a number one pick. Is he even that good? But it was so cool.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And, like, the Sabres just do not do cool things. They can't, or they just don't. Right. But, sadly, I mean, if you think about it in this perspective, I don't recommend it. But even, like, some of their best guys, Tuck and Thompson, most of all, were acquired under duress. They were good players, in Thompson's case, more of a prospect that you settled for. Because the best guy in the deal wanted to leave. It's exactly what happened in both cases. And whatever we count for Reinhart is what happened there too. And now it's Michael Kesselring, right? Like that's the next one. Or it's another one where the best guy wanted to leave here, and maybe he'll have a nice career and be a good player, but it's still not like there's no wow moment. Drury and Briere were both... You might not have been, I don't think I was that excited about Daniel Briere. I don't think I knew very much about him. But I know I didn't like Chris Gratton.
Right.
So trading Chris Gratton for somebody different to sort of jazz things up, we'll see how that goes. It was kind of like, all right, that's maybe more like Mittelstadt. I don't know. But Gratton wasn't even there. Not that it matters. Now it's ancient history anyway. But, like, originally there, they traded for him before that wore out, and they traded him for Briere. And Drury was a cool move. I mean, wasn't that? You were always more the Drury guy. But when they did that on Canada Day,
yeah,
didn't they do that? Like,
it was right July 3rd.
July 3rd. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It was this week. And, like, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah,
this guy will be fun to talk about and cool to watch. Like, he's done the Little League World Series. Even like he's,
right,
he was a known good, interesting get by the Sabres. Who did they give up? Warner?
Yes, Warner, and there was another guy whose name is escaping me. That was a Colorado guy that was like in, like maybe it was a. I can't think of the whole trade.
Okay,
there were some other names, but nobody bigger than them.
I don't know if I feel like I'm stretching at this point. I mean, they weren't. Drury wasn't a star exactly, and neither was Briere.
Yeah.
So they may or may not be this, but I think it's safe to say Steve Beijin, Rhett Warner, Steve Reinprecht.
That's the guy. Reinprecht, I couldn't think of. Beijin, I should have been able to think of, but Reinprecht was the guy I had stuck in my head.
And he was here only on paper.
Yeah, right. I think. That's what I think. Yeah. That's why it's sort of a little cloudy. Kulik, by the way, is the other pick. The first round pick, the Reinhardt trade, not the Turco.
Oh, okay, right.
Right. It's Kulik. And just to close, good. Just to fill that
and
up.
And I got Reinhardt scoring 57 goals and piling up cups. I mean, Kulik. Poor Kulik. Poor yeah. Thompson. Poor Tuck. Not their fault. It's just, you can't really, they're not wins. You know, they're really not wins. In terms of, like, the moment of the trade.
Right.
And Thompson comes pretty close.
But you're still up against a playoff MVP in a cup.
And you're rebuilding again when you do it.
So, you know, even that, like, as big a star as Thompson is right now, you'd obviously rather have him on your team than Ryan O'Reilly right now. But you still, the hardware is hard to argue with.
Is this maybe the right way to put it? All these moves that have built the roster they've built have been backing up moves. Steps back.
Yeah.
O'Reilly was, Eichel was, Reinhardt was, of course, quintessentially those moves.
Mm-hmm.
So good if you get away with it. That's what we're hoping for with Sabres trades, that they get away with it. Trading Paterka, who's sad, latest guy to be traded because he's sad, you know, and he's going to be expensive, so there's strike two. You're hoping to get away with it. You're hoping that the two guys you get make you forget about him.
Yeah, and they better be hoping that they don't. There's not like some revision on what happened there. Like if it ever comes to light that the problem was them committing to him, not the other way around, they're gonna get buried. And I'm not. I don't know that is the case. I'm just saying, like, you know, we get years or months away from these events. And sometimes people start talking, right? I found out last summer that Kyle Oposo thought his last season in Buffalo was over before Thanksgiving. So if it comes to be known that, like, really, you know, Paterka, he would have signed here. It was just the Sabres balking at making him part of the core because Lindy didn't like his defense or something. Oh my gosh! Like it's never going to stop raining. And look, I don't know that that's the case. I almost feel silly bringing it up. It's just, that happens with this stuff. We get the real story when everybody feels safe. And I wouldn't put it past the Sabres to be balking at making another, a guy that's got obvious flaws, shortcomings as an all-around player, an $8 million a year player in the league or something. I would have done it. I think he's a good enough player to have done it, but they've gotten burned doing that with some guys here.
Yeah. And this is where one of us says, well, maybe it'll be different now, tomorrow.
Right.
It's where one of us says
maybe,
that. But
maybe.
Free agency is almost always
depressing.
Depressing. That's the word for it. And Can we see them make Evander Kane? My son was in kindergarten or first grade because I remember, like, getting messed. He didn't even know, but I was excited about it one random weekday. And, like, I think of his teacher as like being a conduit between me and him to talk about this thing the Sabres did. He probably had no idea what I was even doing, you know, bothering him. But I was that psyched. Mm-hmm. I thought it was brilliant. They gave up a lot. But I thought it, like, he's hurt. It's perfect.
Yeah. We talked about it before it happened.
Yes.
That it's a perfect
good
move
idea,
for
yeah.
them to do this because the fact that he is hurt, it's a great time to do it. You don't need him right now. You really don't even want him right now. So go do it and bring him out with your whole new team in the fall of 15, and that's what they did.
Is trading for Evander Kane the last Sabres trade where it was not considered a step back? Well, O'Reilly was after that.
That has to outrank Kane for this.
Yes.
And I think that might be it. Because since then, it's been... training for O'Reilly was not backing up. I mean, they gave up a lot. They went hard, and that was to come do this with Kane and Eichel and Reinhart, and like, here we go. We got to add water and stir. We got a hockey team here. And we know how it didn't work.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
15 draft. Eichel, that's the Eichel night.
Right.
That's
10 years.
Maybe 10 years and a few days ago is when they did that. So it's been, are we saying that? Is that the ultimate conclusion here that they have not?
Unless we're missing something that has happened between then and now, I can't think of anything.
That it was like, cool. That was your reaction to the when was the last Sabres trade where you went, cool? This is entertainment, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean this show. And hockey and the Sabres.
Sure.
But this is
yeah. Well,
this is, you're enjoying this out there, right?
Enjoying might be strong, but you're probably hearing it and feeling things. If you're feeling things, if you're like me, you found out about that trade on the radio. I work here. We got done. I'm driving to Canada. It's summer. Woo! I'm on vacation, and like I'm hearing them tick off the pieces, and the signal's starting to fade as I'm getting closer to my. I'm here, and okay. Oh, Zadorov.
Right. They just kept naming players who were going.
Zadorov and Compher? Oh, one or the other. Oh, but okay, O'Reilly, he's awesome. Then he drove his truck into a Tim Hortons.
And Grigorenko?
Yeah, right.
Well, trades. Taylor Hall, cool when they did that.
Yep.
Stahl?
No.
Or when they made him assistant GM?
No, not
cool.
No,
not interested at all in that. Just another bad taste in my mouth. That move. Who knows? Maybe he'll be amazing. Will we ever know it? I'm sure that's. I'm just off the rails here now. Frustrated. Let's have something cool, maybe. What do you think? Yeah, sure, Mike. 803-0550. Lines are open. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. WGR.
It's just tough this time of year the way it goes to get an impact player off of a team right now for a draft pick. That's just, probably guess, just the easiest way to say it. But we were having conversations right up till close to when the pick was made. There weren't the deals that I felt would have made our team better. And that's what I set out to do. If we were going to trade pick 9, it was because it was going to help the Buffalo Sabres right now be a better team. And that just didn't present itself.
At the risk of taking Kevin Adams too literally here, there was really no opportunity to trade the 9th pick for a usable player that would have helped them? Like just one for one? Is that believable? I mean, there's more context necessary, but he's literally saying that, I think, in that clip.
I mean, you have to bake in what he believes the value of the pick to be, right? Would someone give you their 7th defenseman for the 9th pick? Sure. Would you do that? And could that help you this year more than the pick will? I mean, it has a chance to play for you this year,
well,
and the pick doesn't. So
this year, you know, it would have to.
Being literal about it, like they're...
But couldn't you do better than... You really couldn't do better than the 7th D?
Yeah, I'm exaggerating to just try to make the point. It depends on what he thinks it's worth. And so, it's, you know, that's got to meet the value. If he thinks the ninth pick should be able to get me someone that is more than a replacement level player, I think he's misguided. So that's why trading the pick was never that realistic to me, because I doubt someone's going to offer you something that's more than that for the ninth pick in a weak draft. So I never really thought it had a chance of getting off the ground.
I would think there would be probably, maybe I'm wrong, numerous players around the league that their team considers expendable. They're under contract. Maybe the contract is onerous, and they'd like to be done with it. Do we still have these? We've had a lot of these over the years. Do we still have these? You know, like Skinner a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
No buyout. Instead, you offer him for the ninth pick of the draft. Like, is everybody saying no? Because they don't think that's going to help their team. Again, Adam's point is helping the team this year. This draft pick is a zero for this year.
Right.
There's nobody, literally nobody, he could have gotten for it that wouldn't have made them better. Isn't that the point? Neither is this my crusade.
Right.
Like, I didn't need them to trade the pick. But I feel like that's what I'm hearing, is there was no opportunity to acquire a player that could have been in their lineup.
I would not have wanted them if Jeff Skinner were on the LA Kings and it had the same career to this point, and you know, it's a year earlier, whatever. Like, they want to give me Jeff Skinner with the remaining remaining contract and the ninth pick. I wouldn't want to do that.
I wouldn't want to do it, but that isn't what he's saying.
I know.
That was not
right
available. I mean, again, it would be money. That would be the thing that separates the Sabres and the other teams is, and this is not going to come out of Adam's mouth, but it would cost. That's why those players are available. We've had them on the Sabres that you would love to dump because the contract is so mm-hmm. bad. Like, those guys would exist around the NHL right now, and maybe teams would love to trade them for draft picks and be out, wash their hands.
Right.
And now I've got a few, but the Sabres, like, weren't even offered one example of that. That's just hard to believe, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that they were or weren't. I'm just saying I wouldn't want to make that deal. I don't think it may help you this year, but what are we doing?
I might not either. Right.
But, yeah, literally what he says, I don't know. There's no way I'm ever going to be able to prove it. But almost anything, literally, like if you want to, like, take it literally, absolutely literally, anything that you could get for the ninth pick that could play for you this year would help you more than the ninth pick will.
That's right.
But in the big scheme of things, you know, draft, develop, you know, all that. Like, I'm satisfied that they didn't make that kind of a move myself. But, you know, I'm also satisfied with the player they picked because it was kind of the guy I wanted them to pick. So we'll see.
I guess I don't have anything more to say to it. It's just, I gotta hope that he's not right. That's where I'm ending up here. I gotta hope that he really didn't find a single player around the league that he could have for the pick. Because, like, when I get, you know, how I can get, I don't say we don't have this quote,
mm-hmm.
right? And Adams, like, if I'm in a certain mood, and he just happens to say benignly at a press conference, I'm here to do anything that makes this year's team better. I'm like, oh, well, why didn't you trade the ninth overall pick then? Because that clearly would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he just did that for me. In that quote, he does that for me. He's like, he doesn't say I wanted to, but he's like, I would have. Same thing, almost, you know, I would have, but I couldn't. We got to get through this next. Did I say earlier this is a fun week? Did I actually literally say this is a fun week?
You did. I think anyone who really knows you and knows the show knew you didn't mean it.
I mean, I did. I did mean it. I just didn't think it through.
Oh, I see.
I like that there's stuff.
Right.
And, you know, it can be cathartic to sort of talk like this and maybe even hope that it means something. But, you know, it's better than, like, 2 weeks from now will probably be. And it's shorter.
There's shorter. There's action. Yeah, it is a short week.
That's holidays.
Right. We get Friday. We
rank
get Friday.
Hot dogs.
Friday's good.
Stuff, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Not we'll, watch the hot dog eating contest.
We'll yeah. get. All oh, things. Absolutely not.
All good things.
We'll get through this. Maybe that would have been a better message. Rob is next. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. I just had a couple of quick points. Number one, personally, just my opinion, but I think most GMs are pretty terrible in the NHL draft anyway. I mean, even some of the more successful teams typically just get really lucky with players. And so, I mean, it's like, what, less than even a 50% hit rate on a lot of these guys. Part of me is just thinking, hey, like, put as many eggs into that basket as you possibly can. I know, like, in the NFL, we always joke about trading down and picking up as many picks as possible just to...
Ooh, that's no joke.
Cabinet.
That's no joke.
Yeah. So that, to me, it's like, hey, like, I'm really kind of like Bulldog, just indifferent as to whether they pick the guy. Now, defense, I mean, I don't know. How many times do you want to spend first-round picks on defense when especially you can pick up fairly skilled players on offense at that position? But regardless, another point regarding why we maybe haven't seen trades as much is because of the salary cap is substantially increasing over the next few years. And so,
I've read that. Yeah, people have had that theory that's probably keeping players in-house. I don't think I heard Bulldog say he was indifferent to this player. I'm more indifferent to this player, but you wanted this player.
This defenseman? Yeah. If that's what he meant, I didn't know exactly what he meant when the way he used indifferent there. Like, pertaining to what exactly? I like this player. Absolutely. I argued for another defenseman, especially someone bigger that has the potential to play with some physicality, although that's got to be developed. I like this player on paper a lot.
I think it's – I don't understand really, like, how it's so true that GMs are bad at drafting. If maybe there were later round picks that were good all the time, I think I could maybe listen to that. But it's not like it isn't a slope downward from the first pick. Who are they supposed to be picking? You know, like, if you want to use the Sabres for this, the last 10 years, who are they supposed to be picking? You know, you can cherry pick stars, you know, one or two or a few stars from other teams, but they're almost all of them are going to be in the first round. And then you have a couple of guys that seem more fluky that come in later. So I don't know. I don't share the opinion that these guys are just in general really, really bad at drafting. Thanks, Rob. Here's Matt next. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. A couple things.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't mind what they did with the trades. For some reason, the Sabres seem really good at being able to find players that can score and put up points. What they have problems finding are guys that can seemingly do it while actually playing some sort of defense or some sort of responsible defensive game. They seem to find players that are great at putting up points but not very good at anything else. And also to the point that the Sabres need more size, I don't really agree with that anymore. Now, if you wanted to say they need players that play bigger, I can get behind mm-hmm. that, because they have a lot of big players that don't really play big. But
that's right.
The Sabres are bigger than the Florida Panthers are. They're heavier and they're taller. So the Panthers, you know, about 3 pounds lighter than the Sabres on average, and the Sabres are, you know, fractions of an inch taller. They're the seventh tallest team in the NHL.
Yeah. It's all about what you're doing with that height and weight. And, you know, you can think of Owen Power tilts it hard, height and weight, but he's not a physical player at all. It's one of the reasons why they need someone physical on his pair, I think, and they hopefully got him in Kesselring. Tage Thompson is one of the biggest forwards in the history of the league. Not a physical player. He's willing to, like, defend teammates, but he is not someone who is intimidating from a physical standpoint. Yeah, the other thing you need to do, you need to score and also bring something else to the party. Be antagonistic, be annoying to play against, flat out hard to play against, physical, finishing checks, anything. And it's been in very short supply.
All right, Paul coming up at 6. Listener mentions Jeff Skinner as another. Was that cool when they got Jeff Skinner? I'll say yes to that. I think I could include Skinner on the list of, like,
yeah,
cool, yeah, things the Sabres have,
yes,
done.
Yes.
But the point we spent some time on earlier is even their best players, you know, you've got lottery picks like Dahlin and Power, but Thompson, Tuck, to name two, you didn't even really feel good about their being acquired.
Yeah.
Like, Tuck is Eichel and Thompson's O'Reilly, and those were not exciting days or exciting moves.
Skinner is an omission. Yeah, that is a good correction by the listener, because that was, and they got him for, you know, next to nothing, really.
Yeah,
it was exciting. He was good here for a bit, and then, you know, got in the doghouse with a coach that probably maybe should have never been here, and then, you know, whatever.
There were a lot of highlights with him.
Yeah.
That was fine to do. And it was cool when they did it. The point was just how few and far between, including, again, acquisition of some of their best players, are just not happy moments. And they are long overdue for one of those. However you want to come close to defining that. Paul coming up at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Hey, did you see any of Scooble last night?
No.
Detroit?
No.
Boy, put him on the list. I mean, I know he should be on the list, but, like, for me, I've heard his name. I know a few weeks ago there was a big deal about how the Pirates they rearranged their rotation to avoid what would have been a matchup between Skeens and Skubal during some interleague play. He pitched the Sunday night game against Minnesota yesterday, and I think it was 7 of the first 8 or 8 of the first 9 were strikeouts, 13 strikeouts overall.
Cool.
Super fun. Another one of these guys. It's more and more pitchers for me, it seems, than like guys hitting. The pitcher is going to have the ball. He's, starting pitcher, 5 innings or more. Appointment TV, man. Like Skeens and this guy, the Cincinnati guy from last week,
Chase Burns.
It's
him and Crochet tonight.
Burns and Crochet tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Fenway.
All right.
How about that start to your career? You get the Yankees, and then you get Fenway. I thought I was in the National League and was excited about that. I used to think I would have to hit. Now you're giving me Aaron Judge, and you're giving me Boston doesn't have a great lineup
but
at the moment.
Still the ballpark, yeah. That's a pretty good start to your career.
Burns
yeah.
and Crochet.
All right.
Scherzer and the Yankees from Toronto. I think it's Rodon. It's good, too. And then they have a day game tomorrow, I believe, because of Canada Day.
Sure, Toronto does, yeah.
Don't they always wear red jerseys on Canada Day?
They've done something.
The Yankees.
They've done something to commemorate it. Yes, that sounds right.
3 o'clock tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, Skubal. I've had him in fantasy the last, I guess it's just the second year. And my team is bad, though. And I kind of hate it that...
You got this
it's dynasty. I hate to waste. Last year I had Skubal and Sale and finished like near the bottom because I had no power. And that's when I was excited about both of those guys winning the Cy Young. Like last March, I bid up on Skubal because I heard somebody talking him up like, all right, I'd like this guy for the Cy Young. And then Sale and a bounce back in Atlanta. And they both won. And I had him in fantasy, did not bet. Drive to places like Pennsylvania, quote Pennsylvania, and make these bets and fantasy. How did I pull that off? Skubal and Sale on the same team, liking them both to win the Cy Young. They both do at huge odds. How did I get nothing out of it? Literally negative. Yeah. The cost of the fantasy team was my net.
It's a team sport, Mike.
How did I just come up with
more.
Nothing out of that? What a waste. So now I'm sitting here watching them kill it again. And, I've got Burns.
Yeah.
Too.
How notable is it? Maybe it's because these guys are just coming so fast. I think you said this last week when you were mentioning Burns making his debut, that these guys are just, they're getting drafted and there's like a little bit of minors that's like right up, just go on in. And it just seems like there's more guys I want to watch pitch than I can remember in a while, which is cool. Like I said, that'll get me... If Ohtani were on the East Coast, Judge is. I don't turn the Yankees on because I want to see Aaron Judge hit 4 times. But you get me a pitcher pitching against Judge like this Burns last week, I'm in.
I love a pitcher.
And, there's good quality there. Young, up-and-coming guys that are just sort of all sort of hitting at the same time.
I agree. We should mention that Dave Parker died. He was so cool to have on the show. One-timer.
Yep.
And speaking of cool and the Sabres, and like, where's the cool move? That was that guy was the personification of the word, Parker. The throw, if you don't know it, 79 All-Star game. The throw from right field in the Kingdome. The Kingdome is the show ever sounded older than the Kingdome reference. But it was pretty awesome. Just an iconic play.
Yes.
To use a word we've been throwing around today. Off the air. Next up, it's Paul Hamilton with us, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.